Hello, this is Chetan Nirula reporting for Cricket World from Mohali. New Zealand became the first team to qualify for the semi-finals of the 2016 World T20 after they beat Pakistan by 22 runs in a Group 2 match here. Chasing 181 for victory, Pakistan finished at 158 for 5 in their allotted 20 overs, cracking under pressure despite a good start. New Zealand won the toss and chose to bat first, and Martin Guptill top scored for them with 80 runs off just 48 balls. He again got off to an aggressive start, but this time carried on for a longer period of time. Mohammad Amir got the ball to swing, but his control was all over the place on this evening. Meanwhile, Mohammad Irfan couldn't find his rhythm either. Guptill then made full use of this as New Zealand galloped their way to 55 for no loss in the first 6 overs. The worrying bit was that he didn't get much support from the other end, with Kane Williamson scoring 17 and Colin Munro scoring 7 runs, and they were dismissed relatively cheaply. However, the opening stand had been worth 62 runs and had provided the base for a bigger score, and Corey Anderson scored 21 runs to add a partnership of 52 runs with Guptill to make sure that it didn't go to waste. Pakistan managed to pull back the Kiwis a bit, getting rid of both Guptill and Anderson in the space of 6 balls. It was the difference between New Zealand finishing with 180 for 5 in their 20 overs and not being able to cross the 200-run mark. That said, Ross Taylor scored 36 not out of just 23 balls and provided the finishing touch, and indeed the momentum to his side. Shahjil Khan then came out and did exactly what Pakistan wanted from him, a speedy start. He smacked 47 runs off just 25 balls as they outgalloped New Zealand in that they got 51 for no loss in just 4 overs. By the end of the first power play, they were placed at 66 for 1, with Khan playing a few too many shots that ended in his downfall. This is when the wheels started to come off Pakistan's run chase. Ahmed Shehzad had stayed long at the wicket, but he scored only 30 runs, and that too at a strike rate of less than 100. Khalid Latif's inclusion and promotion to number 3 failed, and even Umar Akmal started off slow and then finished with a strike rate below 100 as well, scoring 24 runs. It brought back pressure on Pakistan, who were contemplating victory at one moment, and then they were bucking under the run chase. New Zealand applied the squeeze through some impressive bowling as Mitchell Santner and Adam Milner finished with a couple wickets each. Then there was Ish Sodhi, who took 1 for 25 and bowled another brilliant spell to restrict scoring in the second half of the innings. The disappointing aspect from Pakistan's point of view was that they were ahead of the curve at one stage and then let it slip from their grasp, despite Shehzad and Akmal getting starts. They just couldn't convert them into big scores or big hits even as the innings began to crawl. After being placed at 89 for 2 at the halfway mark, Pakistan could only manage 69 for 3 in the next 10 overs, with no boundary in the last 31 balls of the innings. No wonder they lost. And now they must beat Australia in their final game in Mohali on March 25 to harbour any hopes of making it to the semi-finals.